We will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast. I am Joshua Teehee. With me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hey, Joshua Teehee.
We're here to talk Fresno.
Yes, we are.
As we always do. This is a special episode as we are closing in on the end of 2015. And as all good podcasters do.
All good blogs, newspapers, podcasts, bloggers, every newspaper media outlet does.
Right, media outlet.
Christmas and New Year's.
You sum up the year, best of lists.
Yeah.
This is the time of the best of. So we'll do the best of Fresno and see if we can remember back to
January. Yeah, I know. I got a feeling like the full first half of the year is going to get glossed over.
Right. I have such a hard time with this. Because everything that I want to talk about is like, well, that happened last week.
Yeah.
That happened, but it's important.
Right.
So I have a resolution for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start taking notes
right
throughout the year so that at the end of the year I can look back and
I do that every year, and then like by February 2nd, I'm already
you're like
stopped doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well. That happens. So I don't know. Is there a format that we want to follow?
Well, I think we can just start off with like because I have a real basic, like very much like the B does, where it's
okay.
The best of Fresno or what's okay. the magazine that comes out the insert every year?
People's
Choice Awards. Thank you.
That's okay.
what I was searching
okay.
for.
We're doing People's
okay. Choice esque.
List. Right. Yeah. So, best of 2015, and it'll be best news story. Best. Yeah. Blah blah.
Well, let's
blah.
Go okay. with the news first. We usually yeah. start off with a news story. So.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go with what we think our best news story was.
Man, there was a lot. Well, I think Chauncey closing.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I
a
didn't
big
even
one.
Think about that. Yeah, that's a good one.
And reopening. They'll be reopening on New Year's Eve, I guess, from what I just heard.
See, I was thinking about that. I was like, because we're still kind of searching for exactly what we want to do. And like, I don't think I trust going there on the first day it opens.
On the first weekend.
Yeah, you're rolling the dice, no pun intended.
Going up to Chauncey on the first weekend, because that is back open. No, I think that was a big story. I think if we're going strictly like news story, I think Fresno Unified has been a big deal with all of its various battles and things that have been happening,
yeah.
whether it's the lease back deal or, you know, the protecting their students or their teachers from students and
yeah.
Violence in the classroom and all that kind of stuff. I think Fresno Unified definitely should be up there. The story of Fresno Unified this year. I don't know.
My pick is Fulton Mall getting
okay,
funded.
Okay, wait, hold on. Do we have to are we picking one that like definitively? Because
well,
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
That's my that was my pick. So
okay,
I don't,
that's your pick is the full.
And your stories, while did influence me, like the Chauncey story, kind of getting me. But still, I don't think anything beats the Fulton Mall getting funded to be pulled out.
Right, right. Well, definitely, if we're judging on. Our conversations vis-a-vis this podcast,
yeah.
then definitely Fulton Mall probably is the biggest. It's the thing we talked about most. It's the thing most people are probably either excited about or terribly PO'd about. So, and it did the totality of it, I think, happened over this year. You know,
yeah,
we've
yeah.
been talking about it for, I don't know, a long time. But it finally, I mean, the final decisions, both to move forward with the road and then to accept the bid, both happened this year. So the question is, will it be the biggest news story next year they actually put the road in and it opens?
Maybe. Oh, God. Yeah. I can't imagine that right now still.
But I think it's going to take longer than that. But
yeah, you think in 2017?
2017. Predictions.
There's going to be a Fulton Street.
We should do some predictions at the end. We'll see what we can do
for that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's probably right. I think that's probably at least for us in what we talk about. That's the big one.
Was the BRT this year? Was that a whole hullabaloo?
Oh, man.
Was that at the beginning of the year? Or was that 2014? Oh,
see, this is the thing that always gets me, is I never can remember what stuff happened.
We need an intern to research this stuff.
Right, right. I need someone to Google this.
Does the bee have an intern that's bored right now that needs stuff to do?
Yeah, that would be great if we could do that. But I don't know. I'll see maybe if I can look it up while we're chatting right here. But let's go ahead and let's mark it. That's the news story of the year, Fulton Mall.
Boom.
Fulton Street.
Fulton Street.
Or whatever they're going to call it once it's
got,
I guess it'll be
It's got
be
almost Street. Almost enough money.
Yeah, Fulton Parkway is what they'll call it. So.
Well, the street formerly known as Fulton Mall.
Formerly known as Fulton Mall. Fulton Street, and they'll give it a whole new name. Okay. Name it after some... one time.
How about
mayor?
I got the, how about media person of the year?
Whoa!
I have a pick for media person of the year.
Okay.
If you know, I'm springing this on you, this category on you, so you may need to think a minute.
You know, I have three that I'll throw.
Oh wow! All right.
Yeah.
Impromptu three.
One. I think there's one. I say George Hostetter.
Oh,
you know,
that was
I gotta
my pick.
Say George.
Yeah.
You know, and because he retired.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he
moved
went somewhere
on
else.
From the bee.
I noticed that all of a sudden I see these things on my Facebook feed that George Hostetter wrote, and I'm like, what's happening right now?
He went the other way. While everyone else was doing blogs to become legitimate media people. He went from being a legitimate media person to writing for some blogs.
Some blog site.
But yeah, he's still doing reporting, which is really kind of awesome. But yeah, so he no longer working for the Bee, and that was a big blow, I think, for the Bee.
Yeah, I wonder just not to tangent too much here, but I wonder if he can... Right. I mean, you can tell me this. If he can, he can write unfettered now? Like, as a bee writer, is there any kind of, do you have to hold back at all?
Besides cussing,
I bet he doesn't have to check sources as much as he would if you're a bee reporter.
I mean, I'm not sure. I bet he does. I bet he probably does. Yeah,
he would be somebody that probably
just because that's the kind of. But he can definitely say things, I think, in a different way than he did with the bee. You know, and he can probably be a little more pointed in his word choices. Maybe
the thing it was with Gihas, he already wrote his articles opinionated way anyway. Like,
yeah,
it was very different than your standard newspaper reporter who just like, here's the story.
Right, but right.
Hostetter always wrote it as like his column instead
right,
of
yeah.
a story.
So that would be one. I think Roy Appleton's the other one who is now writing for the Bee. I feel like he kind of came out of nowhere this year. He started doing a video game blog, and then he got an internship. And you know, he's one of those reporters that just he'll do anything. Like, so there, you know, we had all these fires and they needed people here. I'll go up there's to
another
the fire.
There's another story we didn't mention. That fire bug we had.
But anyway, so he's had a lot of like, you know, front page bylines and that kind of thing. And, you know, being the son of Ray Appleton, that doesn't hurt as well.
Do you think it hurts him at all, though?
Well, I think it does hurt him, but not. Did you read the? So he actually wrote a column about this, about how.
Oh, yeah, I saw that headline. I didn't.
And it was actually a really interesting read because it's stuff that you don't think about because, you know, he gets it on both sides.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that are like, you only got the job at the B because you are Ray's son. And then there's a lot of people who are like, you know, at the B were like, you know, not necessarily because he's Ray's son. People were like, oh, I don't know if you want to have him writing for, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But I mean,
I wonder if Ray gets any flack because his son works at B.
Yeah, no, he does. And it's in the story. I mean, he said as much, you know. Yeah, no, I think he definitely does. I think, you know, there's that whole thing. So, but the kid busts his ass, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just does a lot of work and he's one of these guys who's just willing to, like I said, willing to do whatever. And, you know, he's young. And so it's kind of cool to see. And then the last one for me, Chris Daniel on KMJ.
Oh.
And just because, I mean, he's been there for a while. But really, I feel like the show continues to grow into its own. And he's kind of positioning himself as the new sort of voice for KMJ. I'm not going to say he's replacing Ray, but definitely putting himself in that echelon of people. So
yeah,
those would be my three if I had to narrow it down.
Nice.
I don't know.
Well, I just had Jihaw, so
okay. Well, there it is. Then that's the answer. If we
it would have been Bill McEwen. I mean, but then he left and then came back.
He did, yeah.
Which
and is doing more stuff of the B. I think 2016 might be the year for Bill.
Ooh.
If he's continues to do
down, huh?
Yeah. So that could be interesting to look out for.
Let's look out for to have Bill on the Flowing of Famous in 2016.
All right, yeah. Let's
a bug
make
in
that
his ear.
A resolution.
Yeah, resolution.
All right, well, so Jihas.
We
should send out wins to people.
We need to do one of those press releases that gets sent out, and we'll look legit, and people start paying attention to Flowing.
Yeah. That might happen. okay, next.
Creative Fresnan of the year. Creative Fresnans this year that were in the creative space.
You have an answer for this one, I suppose. I do. Okay.
Well, I would be picking Rocky and Brian.
Dumb Drum. That's very good ones.
Gave Fresno national attention.
Rocky and Brian. I definitely think that Swede Fest and the Swede Fest, their Star Wars Swede making it onto Great Day and them getting Great Day coverage on Great Day and Inside Edition.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Although I'm sure Great Day coverage is great.
They're always on Great Day. Good Morning America. And then Inside Edition, they actually got flown to New York, whole big thing. And that's definitely one of the high points, I think, of pop culture, Fresno pop culture in 2015. I think creative of the year, creative Fresnan of the year, I think Jake Soberall. And the whole Bitwise thing.
Yes.
Bitwise has not opened its South Stadium project yet, although it's fairly
people
close.
Are in there, aren't they?
They did have the grand opening, I guess, which was this really awesome party downtown.
That's definitely one of the stories of the year for sure.
Yeah. And so, but I think, you know, hearing him, he did a little speech at the grand opening there. And it was like one of those just inspiring, like, oh, yes, this guy knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, without giving it too much thought, that's my vote.
That's a good one.
So we'll have to split that one, I guess.
And I'll some honorable mention to that the movie that was that low budget movie that was filmed around here, and it made actually got picked
The Gallows.
Up. The Gallows.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big story for some local filmmakers to.
What did that make? $10 million or something like that. First weekend.
And it was made, but with like $50,000,
right? So some ridiculous. And it was filmed at the Memorial Auditorium. And have you seen it?
I haven't.
It actually is a good movie. I mean, actually, it's good. I say that as if, but it is a good movie. I mean, it really, it was very entertaining. I thought the ending was kind of, I don't know, whatever. But for the most part, I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was well done. I wouldn't think that it was made for the amount of money it was. So
Yeah,
those guys, definitely cool. And, you know, then they came back, actually. They did the movie. They had the the premiere actually here in Fresno at the Maya Cinema. And then, like, a red carpet premiere, the whole deal. They had all the stars come out. And then they actually came back in October, and they did a haunted house at the Veterans Memorial that was, like, based around – the movie. And so you could actually go and, like, you know, get scared or whatever. So
yeah,
it was really cool. I would give that a honorable mention.
All right. How about politician of the year?
Oh, or that's the easiest one. It's actually it's split for me between Steve Brandow and Clint Olivier. they're sharing the and especially now. Did you see the story in today's paper? It was yesterday and today about this. It's kind of like they were doing absentee voting, which is, you know, what would happen is at some point during the city council meeting, if a council member just like fell ill or if he needed to leave early for whatever reason, he could tell someone at the meeting, there was an assigned person, he could tell them how he wanted to vote, and that person would vote for him by proxy without, so he could vote without having to actually be there. For the public
having
hearing
to listen
and all that
to stuff. People
right
defend their position.
And so Clint Olivier, I mean, and I think several of the council members have used this over the year, but Clint Olivier used it recently. And so there was a story in the paper yesterday, I think, or it might have been today, about it would have been today, but there was a story in the paper about the whole thing and you know, whatever. The following day, Clint Olivier comes out and is now proposing a bill that would stop the council members from being able to do that anymore. And it's like, if you thought that it was such an issue, then why did you do that in the first place?
Right.
You know, it's just so anyway, it's definitely a tie. I mean, I think you know, Brandow is definitely made the biggest sort of news impact with his whole pansy comment, if you remember.
people that was
brought
huge.
Down pansies for him. He probably edges it out a little bit for me. Olivier definitely came on a little stronger in the last part of the year, with his, you know, 6 points to end homelessness and, different things. But, and it also depends. I mean, if you want to say, I mean, if we're being 100% serious about it, or if we're just sort of like, playing it tongue in cheek.
Yes. I would just add the mayor in. It just says you just kind of have to add the mayor in.
Right. And see, the mayor would be probably a little more on the, well, if we're being serious side about
too, it. Yeah, a little too obvious, but I like the Olivier versus Brandel pick, though.
Yeah. Well, and I also have to say the mayor did make – she was pretty strong this year. You know, she did the whole at the state – I think it was the state of the city. She read the mean tweets about Fresno. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were hilarious. And so, you know, I like the mayor. I think she doesn't have a problem, like, making fun of Fresno or, like, pointing out our flaws. So,
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see who actually runs for mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Next year.
So would that be for 20 the begin 2018 would be the new mayor would be in place?
You know what? I'm not sure because I'm not exactly sure.
Like
yeah,
20, I guess like it next year is her last year. She's terming out next year.
Yeah, let's probably. See.
I'm
yeah.
thinking.
So
she's got to see that Fulton Street get built before she goes.
Right. Yeah. That definitely. It's like, where am I? Let's see if I can find this one out. See, here's where we need
Where's our intern?
Some producers sitting around. Then we just say stuff and then they bring it up on a little screen for us. And we're like, yeah, oh.
If we weren't at KMJ, this all be taken care
right.
of.
Right. We'd be so smart. Everyone would be like, these guys know what they're talking about, instead of everyone being like, come on, guys.
Well, why you look for that?
Get your shit together.
Why you look for that? We're not getting paid, people, all right?
True. Unless someone wants to, you know, go to the Perfect Poor Patreon.
And just say, this is for
and help us out.
Things.
It all goes into the same pocket.
It does.
So
mine.
Let's see.
Well, while you're thinking about that, how about festival of
festival.
The year?
Oh man, music festival or just any type of
just
festival?
Just festival, yeah. Fresno, a festival in Fresno.
Fresno festival. So this could be like a Greek festival.
Sure.
Taco fest. Yeah. Did they have a taco? They didn't have a taco
throwdown.
Festival. That is would you consider that?
I would have considered it because that might be my pick. If I don't know, like, but I didn't go to Grizzly Fest.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
feel like maybe, but I don't know if that would beat out a Catacomb Party.
Right. So, well, let's throw out the ones that we think. So, Catacomb Party was back this year. Definitely, I think should be. Listed. Grizzly Fest happened this year, which was the music and art festival led by Fashawn. Taco Chuck Throwdown was back for its fifth year.
That sounds right.
And was like a huge,
ridiculously huge
success.
Got national attention.
Let's see. Rogue Festival, I think, is always has to be in there, although, at this point, I think they have to do some kind of craziness to just because
some
people
maybe
like
to
stuff.
Wake us up or something.
Yeah.
I always love. I mean, I like the Fresno Film Festival and the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Real Pride. Yeah.
I think those are always. I think maybe a little underrated for what they do for Fresno and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I hope they continue to grow. I like to see them.
Well,
larger,
you know, Real Pride this
like
year
a more national
had,
kind of presence.
Had the what was supposed to be the premiere of Fresno, the Addicted to Fresno, the Fresno film.
Oh yeah.
You know, the film with Fresno in its title. about the two sisters.
But not filmed in Fresno.
That was not filmed in Fresno, right. It did screen the movie. It was supposed to be the premiere, and then at the last minute, I think it premiered in New York first or something. Although, I think it premiered at South by Southwest before all of that anyway, but I don't know. But it was really cool that they were able to get, I mean, that was a national, a bigger sort of national released film. It had a more mainstream draw, and they brought it in for the express purpose of trying to broaden their demographic for the festival.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, I think Catacomb Party, just in terms of, you know, the scope of it, the design of it, I think they just did a really good job again this year. I think they continue to, like, grow enough and kind of tweak things from year to year that for me, it really does it, you know. It'll be interesting to see. I haven't heard anything about whether or not there will be
Catacomb
in 2016. I know there will be a Grizzly Fest in 2016. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think, you know, if you're judging it on just the event as it happened this year, I think Catacomb is right up there. I think it's a great event and a type of event that we need. And definitely has the opportunity to, you know, make itself a permanent kind of fixture.
Yeah.
Whether that will happen or not, I don't know. But I also think that, you know, I think Grizzly Fest is going to be really stiff competition. And I think in 2016, we're really going to see what that festival can be. And I think it's going to be a big one. So I don't know. I would go with Catacomb.
All right.
And what was your,
I think maybe the, I hate to not do a music one, but I think the Taco Truck Throwdown had the biggest audience, or as far as wide range of audience, you know, for Fresno, and then you know, getting national attention too doesn't hurt.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the Grizzlies were very smart in their marketing of that, and, you know, changing the name of the team to the Fresno Tacos for tonight, selling all the merchandise and all that, really kind of did it. This definitely was the year for them, for the Grizzlies just in general. So yeah, I think that would be a solid choice.
All right. Well, I have one a little bit more personal, but I still think it's relevant because craft beer, indie beer was big this
indie
year.
Indie beer.
I want to have some picks for beers, local beers of the year here.
Oh.
For me, there's two. Tioga Sequoia's Whitney XPA.
Okay.
They reimagined their pale, and they did a great job of sort of rebranding it and changing recipe just right, and it's been like the most solid beer all year. And then a Lancelot IPA from House of Pendragon. Oh, that is some great stuff.
So on it.
Those two. And I think honorable mention with the cucumber pilsner from Tioga.
See, I'm going to go sort of a different one. I think Tioga Sequoia, they just had their rush day.
Oh, okay.
And they had this beer.
That was a big event.
All the Mornings. It was called All the Mornings, a maple stout. And it could be that that's just the beer that's in my mind right now.
Yeah.
But I think that could have been my, you know, favorite beer of the year. Although, you know, Tioga did a bunch of like kind of one-off special releases this year, and I probably said that about, you know, four or five different releases. Oh my God, this is great.
The rush hour is hard to beat.
TDH with whatever,
oh,
you know.
Oh yeah, they did a lot of General Sherman's with, you know, with the specific hop.
Right.
This year.
I think, you know, those were all good.
I want to say the Mosaic one was my favorite, but,
you know, So, and I haven't, I have to say, I haven't had enough. I mean, so Tioga is right down the road here from where I'm at. So, I have that quite often. I haven't had enough other local, brews to be able to, to choose.
It's, you know, there is this year we had, Black Ops.
Oh, okay.
Their tap rooms only kind of open occasionally. They're out east of the airport, but I've had a few of theirs, and they're off to a good start. Riley's is, I mean, they're not Fresno, but they're Madera, but they're regional. They've really gotten better this year. They have a new brewer.
I'm suddenly hearing a lot about them.
Yeah,
you know, within the last month or so.
They have a new brewer they got in this over the past year, and they've definitely kind of updated their taste and their branding and stuff. So I think if you had Riley's a couple years ago and you're like, you might want to try them again.
Try it again.
They're doing different stuff, and they're doing pretty good.
I'll do it. I'll look at it.
Those are kind of like the ones locally. I mean, you could go to Sequoia. Sequoia's brewing, they have their beer too, and it's not bad. So
Southgate,
Southgate for sure.
Is it the Sawtooth IPA?
Sawtooth IPA, yeah.
I thought it was good.
They have some. I had it the other night. I went to at Strummer's. And they in the bar the next door, they had a bunch of on Southgate on tap.
Oh wow! Okay.
They probably had like a Southgate tap takeover recently.
A little takeover, yeah.
That they still had.
I think that is what was happening. I see. I seem to remember that.
I was pleasantly surprised and pleased they had that there. Southgate's definitely a gem for the region,
right? For sure. Well, and that's, and I don't know if you have this or if I can, surprise you, but, best place, to drink beer. Cause we've had a lot of, not just craft breweries, but we've had a lot of places, opening, and a lot of places sort of, going to craft. Strummer's is a good example, within over the last year, they've really made a push to bring in a lot of craft beer. And then we have the opening of Goldstein's and various places like that.
Oh, man. So, almost forgot.
Yeah. So that would be my addition to this favorite place to drink.
I think
craft
definitely
beer.
New place would be Goldstein's for sure.
Yeah.
But I think overall, the Tioga Sequoia's beer garden has been the go-to place this year.
I think for me, that's definitely the place I was at most. It was definitely the place that I enjoyed the most. I have to say, just for atmosphere choice, Goldstein's is probably my favorite. I go there less than I would other places, but I would definitely put that on my list. I don't go there that often, but I would also now start adding Strummer's. I think they have a good they're starting to have some good taps there.
Yeah.
And then again, Peeves is always strong. So
what's weird about Peeves is there's been several times where they're just blown out of stuff when I go in there as far as beer wise.
I went there not too long ago. I might have actually been in during the day, but yeah, it was like they only had maybe two or three taps at that point or something. So yeah,
it seems
which
like
is I guess
have,
not a bad problem to have.
Yeah,
right?
But it seems like they don't have the room for if they have a night, big night,
right?
The rest of the week they're kind of like just like, well, this is what we got. This week, you know,
finish it off.
Well, that kind of ties into how about your restaurant of the year.
Annex favorite Kitchen. Maddox Kitchen.
Oh, I keep, damn it. I keep missing out on going there.
You gotta go. I mean, it's just, yeah, everything about it is awesome. I think it's, yeah, for me, it's just the place. The ambiance is great. The, you know, aesthetic of it, the decor, the food is ridiculously good. It's upscale, but it's not like over the top upscale. It's still got, it's still hip, you know, like you feel like as a young person, you can still go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's it. That's by far my, my top of the year. I mean, I've liked other places, but I think that's definitely the one that I would put at the top.
I would have to pick, even though this isn't totally local, it is a small California chain, but I still have to pick it because producer Becky picked it as well. And this is like our go-to place is Eureka Burger.
Oh yeah. I like Eureka. Eureka is one of those places that I always forget about. And so, yeah, I don't get out there all that much, but
it's a little too far north for you.
But it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely a good place. Solid.
And yeah, and you know, I, Peeves as well. I did a lot of Peeves this year. Mm-hmm. Gazebo Gardens Gazebo Gardens seemed to this year was like everybody knew about it this year.
Right. With the, they have the food
just
trucks
the regular,
on
yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Thursday, Saturday,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, it seemed like that was the place people went to hang out. I would always hear people saying, oh, I just came from the Bee Garden.
And be,
you know, wherever else they were. Yeah, I just came from the Gazebo Garden.
I met a lot of people this year that I wouldn't, like, I think maybe in its first year, it was just sort of the hipster, like, tower district people thing to do.
Yeah.
And this year, I really, a lot of people, North Fresnans I would talk to, so they would say, oh, you ever go to that Gazebo Gardens thing? And I was like, wait, you go to that? Wait, huh? Like, it seemed like it had a wider reach this year as far as people to the north, you know. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I don't know. Who's to say, but it just seems like it's a little bit more open to more people now,
right.
Or at least people are more hip to it.
Definitely. I think that is correct. It's definitely got, they've done well this year. So yeah.
Well, I think that would bring us to band or musician of the year.
Cause
it's time to play some music.
Oh, and man.
I'm defaulting to you right now because the one I have, I feel like is more of a 2014 pick, but for me, it would be Like These Again, even though I want to say, wasn't their album in 2014?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
But I know, but Fashawn did a lot this year, though.
I mean, I think, if you're looking at it, I think Fashawn is probably, you know, the one who's done the most. You know, his album came out this year. It was huge. He toured this year. You know, like every place. He was all over the magazines and everything. That was all at the kind of the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Though, so I think it sort of tapered off some. But, I mean, I think for me, you know, there's not a whole lot of other people who had that sort of jump this year.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing stuff. I mean, I think that Like These were, you know, continued strong. I think Strange Vine was doing a lot, but I think it kind of, they had a big year, but not in Fresno.
Yeah.
You know, so they played in San Francisco a whole bunch. They headlined at the Great American Music Hall, which is a big deal.
Right.
They had a couple of shows opening for Robin Trower. So they did some stuff, but you know, they still are working on the album and it's still, so, you know, I didn't see, a lot from them. There's the, I think we talked about last episode before, Beastmaker.
Yeah.
And they have their album that'll be for 2016.
I think I don't know if Conversation is working on an album, but they could be somebody to look for in 2016, I think.
Yeah. I think Cockamamie, a.k.a. Gentle Jamie, had a good year.
He did.
You know, he's been working on that album. I think if he had dropped his new album this year, we would maybe be having a different conversation. But because I think it's going to be good. But yeah, I mean, Fashawn to me is the would be my clear winner. Although, you know, there are some other bands that were doing some really cool things. That's my choice. The Fash. You got a clip? Can we play a clip of that?
At the age of 17, baby daddy signing up for the Marines. Black streets filled with crack and pipe dreams. Fuck peace, niggas is purchasing red beams. P89s, Glocks, AR-15s. It gets so hot, cops don't want to intervene. Cause they can get popped too, simple and plain. All the OGs dead, it's a new bar game. A bunch of young guns in charge who ain't got heart. A few gave a listen to the lessons that was taught. Those who took heed was the ones who succeeded. The ones who didn't wound up sharing showers. The strong move solid, the weak get devoured. Too many fake hustlers, the drug game is sour. Rather live like an animal than die like a coward. Writing lyrics in the mister, my nigga sniffing powder. Lines like it's 1989. Just trying to survive in these days and times. Just trying to survive in these days and times. Just trying to survive in these days and times. Cause where I'm from, brothers die every day. Sunny CA, understand the ecology on how we behave. Base heads, drive-bys, it's just how we was raised. Murder for capital, we gotta get paid. That's the mind state that boosts the crime rate. Just lost souls trying to find their way through this puzzle, every ghetto in wider lake. Deep inside, I know it's time for a change. Wish I could reach them, but I got both feet in the grave and still sinking. The environment will drive you insane, flooded with demons. Their motive is to get in your brain, make you a heathen. Even how you sniffing cocaine, slanging that reefer. I know a lot of niggas that pump and claim they eating. They need to dumb it down, never seen 100,000. Loud mouths with loose lips who unloyal. Fiends smoking out aluminum foil. Just to cope with life's ills. Too much on my mind. Just trying to survive in these days and times. Just trying to survive in these days and times. Just trying to survive in these days and times.
Boom. There you go.
Boom. Boom.
Off the new album. So. Well, and they just had their show. Oh, yeah. His Barry Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. That was another sellout.
That did pretty well.
The Strummers.
Yeah.
That was he does that every year?
This is the second year. He did one last year. I think he's going to try to do it every year. And it'll be like the counterpoint to the Grizzly Fest, you know. So they'll do the Grizzly Fest earlier in the year, and then at the end of the year they'll do some kind of Barry Christmas thing. And that'll probably be a little more like hip hop oriented, whereas the festival will be kind of cross genre thing, from what I can tell anyway.
Yeah.
So
well, before we move on to our 2016 things to look for, I don't want us to miss out on, because I think it was one of the stories of the year, the sports story of the year. Fresno Grizzlies the best baseball team in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
Winning and the PCL championship.
They took the championships.
And, voted the best baseball team. I think Baseball America, I want to say, voted them the best baseball organization in 2015. But
yeah,
I think.
Well, you know, I think that was such a great story on like all sorts of levels. You know, I think the fact that we lost the Giants affiliate, people were freaking out and talking about how, you know, terrible that was. And the Grizzlies were just like, whatever.
Yeah,
we got the Astros. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And I think people were like, but blah, blah, blah. And then they just came out and they did it, you know?
Yeah.
And they had everything in place, too, you know? So it wasn't just like the team was going out and winning. It was like the team was going out and winning. And they had this great marketing thing in place where it was like every, you know, every month, every couple months, they were hitting it with kind of big promotion. They had like hype running through the entire season, it seemed like. So definitely did good. Are they gonna is it like a repeat thing, you think? Are they gonna be
I think they're gonna be strong.
I know nothing about baseball, so
yeah, a lot of the guys that sort of got them there. I mean, they ended up I think they ended up winning the playoffs without some of their major guys, which happens in the minors towards the end of the year. The really good guys end up getting called up. So you kind of have to make do with it. But I think they're still going to be strong for sure. I don't know that they're going to... I can't imagine they're going to have the same year, though. There's just no way. But the Grizzlies...
Yay! Grizzlies sports story of the year. Major Fresno story outside of sports story. Yeah,
for and sure. Outside of the Fresno State football team being terrible.
Yeah, well, Fresno State kind of in general, huh?
Fresno State had kind of a bad year this year. Yeah,
yeah,
for sports.
Cool. I think that's a pretty good wrap up.
Yeah. Let's look for some 2016 stuff.
2016.
I think I saw California. I think it was the California, or maybe it was a Central Valley Air Commission. They're looking at. I mean, we've got to get this air pollution down and these to a certain percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just looking at every little thing they can do, and there's buzz about them regulating restaurant smoke in Fresno. And putting putting Doghouse Grill on blast because they got they always put out the huge smoke of that. So that's something that they're hinting at that they may be regulating on. So
would that just be So that would probably just be they would just fine them or something.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know what that means. If that means they're just going to have to pay fines and continue to do what they're doing, or if they're going to have to figure out something else.
Man, that would be pretty crazy. That would be a bunch of sad, sad people if that were.
Well, they might have to go to the old sport, because I heard that people saying that maybe they were going to go into the old World Sports Cafe.
Because
that spot's still sitting there, but
River Park doesn't have smog up there in that part of town.
Yeah, nobody's grilling that hard except the Carl's Jr.
Right. Yeah, I think so. That'd be perfect. Could you imagine if they had? Oh man, interesting.
They would.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, that would.
So 2016
crazy.
To watch for.
Yeah, look out
for Doghouse Grill.
Look out, Doghouse Grill getting fined for more. They should be getting fined for their lack of parking, but
right, that should be the
what I heard. I was told what happened when Doghouse Grill was getting built and getting their permits and all that. They their parking lot was too small. It's deemed too small, and they said, "Well, we will have a lot offsite and we'll shuttle people." And that's how the city signed off on it. And then once everything got built, they just said,
old Fulton 55.
They just said, forget about it. The old Fulton 55.
That's thing. The only Fulton 55 gig. That's what they said. Remember?
Yeah, they were getting built,
everyone
off-site.
Was like, oh, parking. And they're like, oh, well, we've partnered with whoever. And
there was the African-American Museum. They had parking in the African-American History Museum. And,
right.
And then they just gave up on that.
They're like, eh. Whatever.
And that's basically what Doghouse Grill did, was just like, that offsite spot. Yeah, we're getting to that.
We'll
10 years later, it's like, yeah, we're working
that's
on it.
That's really funny. Yeah. I had never heard that, but it makes sense. That's the way that's the way Fresno works.
Yeah. There's one thing, and there's a state law Okay. Coming into play in 2016, which I think maybe Craig Sharton might be working on this, where brew bikes are going to be completely legal.
Oh, uh-huh,
if
uh-huh.
you've seen these in Portland, where
I have no, but I have seen them in Sacramento, yeah. And so, I thought that is the whitest thing I've ever. Hillary actually saw them, and she was like, "Oh my god."
Where you
that
can, is the whitest ever seen
thing
these,
I've ever these, seen in my
this,
life.
This bicycle, which it's got about behind, with the bicycle, it's got like 8 seats, and everybody has their own pedaling position in these seats. But you
right.
drink beer on this, and you go around to breweries or whatever at beer spots while you're drinking, and you bike to these other spots. And before in California, it was. You could have them, but you couldn't actually drink on them. And now this new law allows you to actually drink on them. Yes. Because Portland insane. Had it like unfettered, like you could do that and drink and bike everywhere. But
that
this,
is insane.
But now you'll be it will be legal to drink on these bikes while you're pedaling. So
as long as because there's someone I would assume that is driving it, right?
Yeah, I would think so, okay. Yeah. Because, yeah, there usually is, right. like, a regular person actually driving.
Like a, yeah, like a designated driver.
Right, like a pedicab guy.
Right, because otherwise, I'm like, a bunch of drunk people.
Yeah, that might not work out so well. And yeah. I think I heard...
That's fun, though.
I've heard Craig Charton of Peeves mention this brew bike before, so I would think maybe he's going to try to get on that between him and Tioga, and if Pita Kebab... PETA Dragon opens PETA this
Dragon,
year,
yeah.
Which may or may not happen this year. I know Shafiq said they plan to have it open before the year is over, 2016, but he's not real sure.
Okay.
There. So
oh, I thought originally they were talking about early. They were opening.
Yeah,
it.
They were. But then
about
he
having
was
it open in like February.
Yeah, yeah, they were. But then now he kind of was just like, you know, well. It'll be open this year sometime.
Oh,
so I don't
interesting.
Know. It could be. It still could be February. Who knows? But, you know, so there's some synergy there for to have one downtown. And I could see having one in the tower, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I would be interesting. It would be something someone could make some money off of, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't know if I would do it, but.
I think maybe high speed rail this year, maybe more
2016,
of a, like,
high speed rail,
more visual.
I bet we'll see
we're
a rail
see more. Ooh, a actual rail. We won't see the train, actually, but we'll see a rail.
I don't think we'll see rails at all.
Oh,
although I don't know, but we'll definitely see some building.
Right.
They're going to be
more,
taking down
or less buildings. Actually,
well, yeah, they're going to be taking down the Stanislaw. And Tuolumne overpasses, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a very big visual.
I see them on downtown. Herndon in 99. That all that stuff there, they've been cleaning out all those mm-hmm. kind of buildings that have been there forever. They're starting to clear out now. That was ones that are right there on the west of the tracks,
mm-hmm,
right
mm-hmm.
as you're on ramp to 99 from Herndon.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these old buildings. A lot of them have been torn down already. And they're sort of working
so it's
their
happening,
way.
People.
So it's happening.
It's happening. And we still don't have that dam.
Yep. All this rain we're getting this year. No dam.
Right. No dam to stop. But we'll have our high-speed rail. What else is happening in 2016?
That's what
that
I was just looking at for 2016. I don't know what you're looking at or hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a big year. I think we're going to see on the kind of music front, I think we're going to see the rise of the theater. I think we're going to see a lot more concerts in theaters this year.
Okay.
Whether it's Soarin' Theater. We saw a little bit of that this in 2015. You know, with we had
Judas
Priest played there. We had Godsmack play there. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that. We're going to see that used as more of like a live music comedy venue. I think we're going to see the Hanford Fox Theater. Mm-hmm. It's going to be reopening in 2016. Okay. It was closed for the last 2 years.
Oh,
they were the root part of the ceiling fell in. So they had to do this big thing, but they just announced their first show in April, I think they're going to have Jackson Browne. So they'll be reopened before that, but so you'll see that. I think the Visalia Fox Theater has been doing a good job of booking stuff. They have Dwight Yoakam's coming, Beach Boys are coming, and they have a couple other bands coming through. So I think, you know, in the Tower Theater as well, if you look at their schedule right now, it's pretty packed in 2016 already. So I think, you know, we're going to see all of those, like, smaller mid-sized venues really, really pushing hard to get bands and stuff coming through. The Crest Theater. I don't know if you saw this, but they're
hearing some things that the Crest might be doing.
Yeah, they're making a push to raise some money and get that going. They want to replace the original neon and really get it back into working order. So we may see the Crest Theater become a good venue as well. So I think that's going to be the big 2016. I think we're going to see a lot of those kind of shows, along with, you know, State Mart Center already has their calendar booked with some big acts, Justin Bieber and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the Biebs is coming back.
Right? Oh, he's coming back. So that should be pretty good. And then, you know, I think the other venues are going to be doing what they normally do. But there could be there's some rumors about some different things happening with some of the venues. So, well, there could be some surprises coming in 2016 too. So we'll see.
All right.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to the most? The one thing. 2016, like,
right now it's that PETA Dragon thing. I want that. See that, what that's going to be like.
That's probably right there with me, too. Mm-hmm. I've been to PETA Kebab in Visalia. I had the shawarma fries. It's wonderful. And I want that here.
You right by your house, too.
Yeah, walking distance.
Yep.
I would be there all the time. So, and the one thing that you're going to miss 2015, or it could be the one thing, good riddance. Either way.
God, what's, well, you know what? I can't say I'm going to miss it because I never really went, but at the same time, I can look forward in 2016 is the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, yeah.
Closing.
They have it. They're closing.
Open in their new spot.
They're on G Street where they've been, I don't know, forever, since the 1940s or something, and reopening on Ventura just down the way. The building looks awesome. It definitely looks much bigger than the one they
I haven't even seen it before.
Yeah.
And that's so another one you can walk to.
Yeah, and it's framed up and everything already. So they're making progress. That should be very exciting. So,
that'd be cool.
All right. Well, I think we did a pretty good podcast.
I have one reco before we get to plugs.
Okay.
I just saw this week. It's out on cable right now. Movie McFarland.
Okay.
Which was the Kevin Costner movie about McFarland cross country team in the late 80s, being the first winning state championship, national maybe or maybe not.
Yeah.
We wait till you see the movie. No spoilers.
Right.
it's a true account of what the McFarland team did. And there's plenty of local, it's a Valley story. And there's Fresno and Clovis mentions in there.
Buchanan.
I don't think Buchanan existed then.
Existed at that time.
Clovis High was like the white bread.
Oh, okay, right.
It was very much depicted as like the white bread school. And like the coach was like a little bit racist. And it was pretty funny. But it was just really cool. It was a really cool Valley story. And I connected with it really well. And
awesome.
And I think anybody in the Central Valley should go see or find McFarland and watch it. So
cool. Well, I will recommend on that note, because I actually started reading it. We talked about it before, but it's a book called Growing Up Fresno. Fresno Growing Up.
Oh, yeah.
One or the other. It's this book. It's a history book about Fresno from like the after World War II into the mid-80s, 90s. And really good book. I started reading. I haven't gotten much to it, but I started reading a bit of it. And good book by a local author and cool history stuff. So you can find it on Amazon and out at places. So, okay. Are we ready? Are we ready?
Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up.
So we'll plug it up. You can go ahead.
Oh, okay.
What do you have to?
I have my usual of plugging of podcasts.
All right.
Dorktown comedy podcast.
Okay. Occasional comedy or occasional podcast?
Both.
Okay. Sometimes it's funny.
Yeah. Our weekly craft beer, indie beer podcast, the Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour. If people haven't listened to this, this is really a good podcast. Quality. I feel like it's the quality. No, seriously though, I feel like
it's another level above flowing.
It's well done. I mean, you have the it's like other podcasts that I've listened to that were like with people podcast. Who supposedly know what they're doing. It follows in that formula. I think it's done very well. Good information I get from that every time I listen. So,
and and then get off my podcast.
Get off my podcast.
We officially caught up with Harrison Ford, so.
So now it's done. What do you do now?
No, we've got other show ideas.
Oh.
Okay. Or other episode ideas. That
now
still
you
relate.
Just go back and like.
Oh, we're going to do some lists, some best of. Some best of lists. We're going to do some commentary on some commentary track on some
that's
movies.
Okay.
So we got things to do still.
You're going
to
watch that. What was the first TV film that he was in? He was like a little kid.
We saw it all. He was never a kid.
I don't know about anything. I'm just sort of talking out my butt.
We saw it all, bro.
Okay.
What you got?
So
what you got?
People can go anyway to and find all those on any of their various. If they're listening to this, they can find those.
Yeah, search for them.
And they should. Cool. So I will plug myself in my day job at the Fresno Bee. And that's FresnoBee.com or FresnoBeehive.com. You can look at them both. I do different things on all of them. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that. And email me and blah, blah, blah. I talk about all this kind of stuff that we talk about here. So, that's what I'll do.
All right.
Yeah.
And you had a good, really good punk rock show the other night.
It was really fun.
Was like
and it's probably
going
to be one of the few. So my band, It'll Go Back, played probably one of the last shows that we'll be doing for a while here locally. Our drum is moving to Portland at the first of the year. So he's actually leaving. He'll be in Portland on New Year's Eve, and he will be missed. But what are you going to do? The allure of Portland is just too much for some people.
Apparently, it's still a problem.
The grass is so much greener up there.
It's still a problem for us. Yeah. One day, though,
they have grass up there. I guess it should be said. Yeah. It's not. It's greener because it exists.
Yeah. Water.
Yeah.
They have water.
Right. In the form of rain that doesn't ever stop, or something.
Really.
Anyway.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast. We hope that you had a great 2015. We enjoyed having all of our listeners, download and listen this year. Hopefully, we'll be back in 2016 just as strongly.
Yes. Strongly.
Hopefully stronger. I don't know. We'll be back anyway, and we'll be doing the same kind of stuff. So feel free to send us messages. You can find
us on Twitter
at what is it?
It's Flowing,
Flowing with Pod.
Pod. Yeah,
and you can email us separately or together, and we will answer your questions about Fresno and all Fresno-related pop culture.
Yay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and count us out and then go to bed.
Yeah.
So this is 5, 4, 3, 2.